At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Coffee and Code. I am really excited to have a really dear friend with me today as a special guest, Miss Valona Michael, owner of V Marketing. Little bit of a backstory real quick. I got to sit at a table with Valona at a conference a couple of years ago. It's called MarCon. And I was just so enamored with this woman. She's doing incredible things for the community. She's bridging bridges. She's helping others. And I'm so excited for you to be on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a big admirer of yours as well. I think we were following each other on Instagram for quite a while until that conference. And we were seated at the same table. And I thought, I finally get to meet Ashley Coffee in person. So super excited.
Fangirl, you are just like all over Oklahoma City. And as someone who is from Oklahoma City, it has been amazing to see the progress and the amount of hospitality and variety that we have. Like I am proud to say like, oh, we have all these different recommendations for you to go check out in Oklahoma City. And I think we've really established ourselves because of that. Mm-hmm. But you have been integral into that growth. So can you tell us a little bit more about V Marketing and maybe a little bit the origins of V Marketing?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, it dates back to 2009, so 14 years ago, which I'm super proud of. I'm proud every year that it continues to grow. I started it in 2009. My kids were 7, 5, and 3 at the time. Stay-at-home mom. I'm still a stay-at-home mom, even though they're 22, 19, and 17. I still like to say that I'm a stay-at-home mom because like I am still. But full-time stay-at-home mom, and they were taking art lessons from an upside-down artist who I found from the Festival of the Arts. So remember, that's in every April. And she's upside down artist, and art has just gotten taken out of my kids' schools, which was awful. And they need a creative outlet. I feel like kids need a creative outlet. Mm-hmm. And so I met her and I just said, hey, do you do classes? And she said, yes, I do. And just so happened, she lived 2 miles away from my house. So it was just kind of an omen. And they started these classes where they literally like make a flower upside down and then turn it right side up and it's a flower. It's very cool. Anyway, so they were doing those. And then before I knew it, she wanted to open a gallery in downtown Moore. And I just started giving her advice. And she said, why don't I hire you? And I thought, hire me for what? Like, what are you gonna, I haven't used my brain in 8 years at that point. And she said, yeah, just marketing. Cause it just comes natural to me. I have a degree from the University of Tulsa, so I am legit, but it just comes natural. It's just something that's easy for me to talk about and adapt to people. Mm-hmm. And so, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to start a consulting agency. I might as well try it. Like, why not? It's a great gig for stay-at-home moms. And this is pre-COVID, way pre-COVID. And so you didn't, you know, now I feel like we talk about our families and we talk about our kids and people, if they come in a Zoom, it's not too big of a deal.
Yeah.
But back in those days, I just feel like a lot of people don't want to hire moms, even though we're the ones that do 50 things at once. Our time management skills are excellent. And so, started a consulting agency, didn't really super hustle at any time, like really, really hard until 2011 hit, and on Facebook, saw a Facebook event of Uptown 23rd District, which is now a district, but in that time it hadn't even, they were just forming. Okay. And so the logo wasn't even done yet. So the logo that we see wasn't even done yet. So this is very beginning. And they were all getting together and they were just going to talk about becoming a district. And I said, well, I like some of those businesses. I have no idea what they're talking about. I'm just going to go. Plaza District had just started getting big. And so people were starting to understand what a district kind of was. Mm-hmm. So I went and it was electric. Ashley, I cannot even, it was so amazing.
Oh, I love that.
Just all the people. Like it was just, I love people. Mm-hmm. And so it was all people, business owners, residents, city officials, like volunteers, just people that wanted to help. Mm-hmm. And so I walked away from there and they needed me to volunteer for a couple months because that's how districts are. They have no money. None of these districts had money when they started. There's a CDRP program that I feel like doesn't get enough clout. That is honestly what's helped all these districts become districts.
Wow.
It's an incredible program that Kim Cooper Hart with the city and probably a team of people created for a very small budget.
That's cool.
And they reimburse the districts. Basically, they give them a little bit and then they reimburse them. Mm. And so they can kind of get their marketing off the ground and try to become this district with bylaws and board members and the whole thing. So, so then after a few months, I'm in a market, they have committees. And so I'm in a marketing committee meeting and Chris Lauer with Big Truck Tacos. I will be plugging clients every now and then and people, because that's just, that's how I grew. And yeah. And so they were all talking about how, you know, we need someone to handle our social media and we really need to keep it consistent. And Chris Lauer's like, well, let's just hire Valona. She knows we have no money. And I was like, well, is that a compliment? I don't, it, okay. But they had no clients, which they don't, they didn't know. They're going to, they know now, but they didn't know. I had no clients. And so I thought, sure. And I mean, literally $300 a month. They had no money.
Wow.
$300 a month. And I took over all their social, created Instagram pages for them, really started connecting to members. I took over membership, got them from 30 members to 80 members in 9 months.
Whoa.
Started programs for members to I'm all about connection.
Yeah.
And I'm all about connecting people and business owners and communities. And I didn't realize that so much until, like, in that moment, I didn't realize I was so much that person.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes natural. And I'm like, well, shouldn't we have socials for our business members? And shouldn't we do these things? And started the fundraising event on Uptown Uncorked. Mm-hmm. First year was in the Gold Dome.
Yes.
And which, who knows if anything will ever be in the Gold Dome again. But first event, 400 people sold out.
400
with 400 people sold out, made like $18,000 for them. Second year, we sold out at 600 people in the History Center. And we made like $40,000. So I was there for a couple of years, took over everything, left them with, you know, 15 to 20,000 followers and $80,000 and left, because I was trying to get them off the CDRP program so that money could be used for another area, you know?
Yeah.
Pass it forward. So then I was on my way, but while I was there, I also was then, people started thinking, oh, well, I need you at Class and Curve. You know, Paul from Good Egg Dining, who has Republic restaurant there in Class and Curve, was like, hey, I think we might need you there. So then I had Class and Curve as a client, and then Nichols Hills came as a client, and then the little businesses come in. And then before I knew it, I'm a full-fledged marketing agency that I didn't even mean to be.
I love that.
I social media, I learned PR. I started meeting all these newscasters and they kept giving me their cell phones. We became friends. I could just, to this day, I can just text newscasters and tell them stories and pitch them stories and say, and they trust me. We have relationships. Yeah. I don't talk to them all the time. They know when I reach out that it's an important story I think needs to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can make it, great. If they can't, I get it. Like, I'm just going to tell them about it. So yeah, I just kind of started building this whole agency, and then they needed graphics. You know, these small businesses can't afford agencies and all the different ones to do every little different thing. So I just kind of package everything except for create websites, but it's super strategic. Everything is a strategic focus. And it's relationship. You know, I my agency really did get built and grew because of connection and relationships. Again, didn't know that not everyone's like that until years later when someone had called me a connector. Actually, Morgan Chesky, who is now with the Today Show.
That's so cool.
Morgan Chesky, when he was with KFOR. Yeah, he was one of my MCs for Uptown Uncorked, the second one.
Oh, that's
And Abigail Ogle and Paul Folger. And I'm sorry to drop names, but I just get so excited.
That's so sweet.
So I'm, like, it was a new world for me to get into PR, right? And so, they were all MCs. And he was telling me that night, he goes, is there a book maybe that's called Connector?
I think so.
Something or something. And he's like, have you read that? And I said, no, I don't read. Like, I just don't. I can't quiet my mind enough. And he said, you're a connector. And that's when I started thinking about it. And I thought, does not everyone do this? I just kind of thought everyone was like this. I didn't really realize I had any kind of quality. Like, it was some quality that I possessed. I really just thought everyone was like this because my mother's like this. So I just really didn't see anything different. I was like, oh yeah, I talk to people. It's not a big deal. And I connect. And, you know, you meet me for 2 minutes, you're invited to Thanksgiving dinner. Like, it's not, there's no big walls. There's no fakeness. I can't even be someone else if I'd like to. It doesn't even happen.
Same.
Right?
And that's a great thing.
I think so. I don't know. So far, I'm doing okay.
I think the approachability that you have is what is your secret sauce of building that community. I see you at the events answering questions, making sure people know how to make the most out of their experience. You're really highlighting certain key pieces of information that may not be available if you're not physically there. And that can make a huge difference, especially when we're all about experiential marketing and on-site activations. It's really about quality over quantity now, and everything boils down to relationships. And you've cultivated those authentic relationships here in Oklahoma City, and that word of mouth, just, it keeps happening. And it's interesting that you say that, like, you didn't realize that other people people weren't offering that. But I love that you say that because that just shows that your mindset is already in that space.
Yeah.
And you don't realize it unless you're out of it.
I didn't realize it until, you know, probably just a few years ago even. And sometimes I'm still shocked by it because I'll see other campaigns by other agencies, and we have incredible agencies here. And I'll see other campaigns, and then I'll hear feedback from other people, and I'm just kind of shocked. I just didn't realize, just it comes natural to me. It's the same thing with being a PR rep. Mm-hmm. You know, I do social media, I do PR and influencer marketing, pretty much is what people know me by. Mm-hmm. And the PR side, the news media side, mm-hmm. I literally attend all the interviews if I can and make sure. I attend every interview my clients have with every news station. Mm-hmm. I take their pictures, I video while they're there. And I just didn't know that that was anything unique. I thought that's what a PR rep did. Again, I didn't go to school for it. I don't know that they teach you those things anyway.
Yeah, good question.
But I don't know that they do that. So I just sort of was like, well, shouldn't I be there? What if something happens? Are you prepped? Like, you want to prep them? You want to make sure they're okay? Mm-hmm. I just kind of, you want to make sure they don't know where to go. Like, mm-hmm. that's my thing, I think. And so, I know that like, I've gotten many compliments from newscasters, local ones that are like, we don't see the PR reps that often.
No.
And I said, yeah, no, I'll be there. And which makes it easier for them if they're mm-hmm. going to come to the site for the story. Mm-hmm. They'll know that I'm there. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, Valena's probably got it. Like, she's got everything all covered.
That makes her life easier.
It makes their life easier. But I kind of feel like, what am I getting paid for? I don't understand what I'm getting paid for if that's not what I'm supposed to do. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to just write a press release and send it out. Like, I need to be there. I need to follow through. Mm-hmm. I guess I just didn't realize. I didn't realize that was a unique feature. And the same thing with my influencer events that you attend.
Yeah.
You're an influencer on my list. My list is 450. Amazing. Like, yeah, my list is anything from mini to all the way the big ones, you know, in the state, the influencers. But, yeah, I didn't realize. Like, I email you all. I tell you all what to expect. Mm-hmm. I do as much as I can, give you images and graphics. But then I'm there to greet you at every event. And I am standing there. And some of my events can be hours long. And I just stand there the whole time, you know. And I make sure that everyone's been, you know, comes in and they feel welcome. And you know where to go and get a drink or food. Always drinks or food. I try really hard to feed and give my influencers drinks. And then make sure that they understand the product and why you're mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. you know? And if, like Boomtown, when influencers would come in and we did the first Boomtown, you know, PR for the Uptown 23rd location of hers, which is amazing. And we had, you know, 60, 70 different influencers coming in that evening. She met the entire city in one night, which was really cool to watch because she's not from here. And I would tell them, I'm like, do you need like a triple scoop? Like, should we do something crazy?
Oh, that's
like,
fun.
What do you want? Like,
because yeah.
everyone's kind of taking the same pictures. So I said, I'm happy to get you whatever you'd like to, you know, or Twisted Tree Baking Company, downtown Edmond. And it's an amazing bakery. I mean, incredible.
I learned something recently about the building where Boomtown Creamery is now on 23rd.
Yeah.
Fascinating. It was the original Citizens Bank location before they moved to the Gold Dome.
Yeah.
In the 60s.
Yes.
And all those panels were manufactured in Phoenix, Arizona.
Isn't that crazy? Of the history on that, on 23rd Street, is incredible. It's the same thing with Pizzeria Gusto, and you see how they took away the facade. I have that video if you ever want to see that interview. How Steve Lachlanmeyer interviewed Chris and Catherine, and when they were removing the outside facade, they saw that underneath, and they kept it.
Because it's amazing.
Historical.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's what's so cool about these districts. Like, it's been around for years and years and years and decades.
Yeah.
But now we're uncovering it. And it's so cool.
The stories are
so cool. People's stories are amazing. Don't you think that? Because you meet a lot of people too, Ashley. Like,
yeah.
My jaw drops every time I meet somebody. It doesn't matter who they are, how big they are, how little they are. It could be anybody. People have like incredible stories. I just get attached to the stories. I get super excited.
Same. And I think Oklahoma City has a big story to tell. Yeah. And there's a little intersection there because I remember driving to Austin one year and I was listening to this great audiobook called Boomtown by Sam Anderson.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, being from Oklahoma City, I didn't know some of this history. And his narration was brilliant because he intertwined the background and the history of the city as well with the Oklahoma City Thunder mm-hmm. and this intersection of like culture, identity, sports, history,
right,
all in a melting pot. And I love that because you saw an opportunity to bring that collaboration to one of your clients, which was like an instant yes. Like, I immediately understood it. Mm-hmm. So can you share that with the audience on like a strategic strategy that you brought to a client that incorporated a place where maybe you don't expect to see your customers? Or find your customers.
Like whose customer? Like find whose customers?
Like the people that are going to come into that ice cream shop.
Yeah.
To get a scoop of ice cream.
Right.
And they understand like the value of the storytelling, the value of kind of integrating that into the community as you've done.
Yeah. Yeah. The stories, I would say connection, people, and stories is the heart of my agency. Mm-hmm. The storytelling's crucial. And so anytime I meet a client or a, you know, someone that just wants to meet with me. And if we work together, great. If we don't, we don't. I'm not a super sales pitchy type of.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Financial freedom isn't just about getting more money, but managing what you have. Monarch Money is the new finance app that takes the headaches out of budgeting. Intuitive, powerful, and ad-free, Monarch puts all your accounts in one place so you can track your spending and save smarter. Check out the app the Wall Street Journal named the best budgeting app overall when you use Monarch Money. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/CNBC. That's monarchmoney.com/CNBC for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/CNBC.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store or online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
Person. Oh. And so when I met Angela, I met her at that same conference.
Yes. That we sat at the same table.
We sat at the same table.
Yeah. Magic happened at that table.
Yes. Yes. And and we met the next week. And I mean, she hired me without even seeing a whole major proposal or
it's because you had your little one-sheeter.
I had my little, I keep that because Ashley loves this.
I love this, you guys.
So many people love it. So many of you guys have seen it.
Super simple. Well, here's what happens. Like, what if your phone's dead? Doesn't matter. You got this.
And I have 14 years of clients on this piece of paper.
And show us the other side.
Oh yeah. The other side is like just something I show people too and say, this is everything simple that I do. And every single business needs this. Mm-hmm. Your slices are just different sizes. Everybody needs this.
It's yes.
Just, yeah. Your slices are just different sizes depending on who you are and what you've done and your goals.
And I love what you've done here because you've made it easy for people to do business with you. They know exactly what you're providing to them. Yeah. And it's like an easy avenue, which is why I think, you know, you have a lot of advice to offer for entrepreneurs of just kind of like doing things inherently because they feel right, because you're trying to serve your clients mm-hmm. and make sure they get the best experience possible. Mm-hmm. You're just already looking out for the best option for them.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Oh, you're sweet. You're sweet. Yeah. Well, when I met Angela and we were talking and she told me the story. So she came up with the name Boomtown. Mm-hmm. You know, she's the one, she came from Kansas City.
That's right.
Her husband's a dentist. Mm-hmm. And which I make my fun little joke, like you make the cavities. Like, I just think it's funny. I'm like, there's something going on here. You guys have figured it out. So, but they're the sweetest family. And she moved here during COVID.
Yeah.
So didn't know a lot of people. Incredible All of us felt isolated. And she read that book because she wanted to understand Oklahoma City. And she read that book and she said, that's what I'm going to name my ice cream shop.
And I admire that so much.
She didn't even know how to make ice cream yet. Her story, you guys, is amazing. Like, yeah, she went and just learned. She is a go-getter. Oh, she's incredible. And yes. So, when she hired me, I thought, oh yeah, great. She's great branding that's done. And she has all the pieces. And so yeah, she hired me and we just did it. We had a cool PR event and everybody came in. And I think at the end of the, almost towards the end of it, she's looking at her phone. She goes, I have 100 Instagram messages, Valinda. And I said, isn't that what you wanted? There you go. And that's how the collaborations and everything happened because it gave her validity. Mm. You know, she's completely new to this market and it gave her validity. And so I think that even in collaborations that I'm not a part of for her, like tonight, she is, she's launching the collaboration with the Mayor Holtz ice cream.
That's so exciting.
Tonight. And so
I love the images.
Now, I know. Right. And so I wasn't a part of any of those meetings or any of those things.
Yeah.
But I have to know that I did help give her a pathway at least. Mm-hmm. And the mayor and I know each other very well as well, but he, you know, there's just validity there. There's that the entire community posted about her. We have people in neighborhoods that only have 2,000 followers that posted about her, but that's their friends. Mm. Those are your influencers that are your friends. Those are your neighbors. Like you're going to look and see where they're eating and where they're enjoying and spending their time in the city. Mm-hmm. And so you have the 2,000 follower influencers all the way up to, yes, the 90,000 and 50,000 and all the things, you know, but when you have everyone posting at the same time, it's a big bang.
It really is.
It's huge. It's huge. And I'm so thankful that people come out, that all you guys come out, influencers come out, just like, I can't tell you how many times they've told me that it's honestly just because it's me.
You make it like, worthwhile.
I'm just making it as easy as I can for them. I try to get you as much free stuff as I can. I do. Oh, gosh. I
knew I was like, oh, we're good. We're good. I'm surprised I didn't do that because I'm the one always talking
about it. Obviously. Same.
Yeah.
Which is why you should always just have a drink in it. That's kind of right. Right. Always have a drink. You will see Valona with a coffee or a drink in her hand most of the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I hope I answered your question.
You
I don't really know. I mean, there's a lot about community and stories when I did Market at East Point on the East Side.
Yes.
Incredible story. And food desert.
I want to like hone in on that too, because two for two reasons. One, women have incredible purchasing power. We know this.
Yes.
And I think like a lot of your clients are female business owners. And I think people should see the depth and breadth of industry in the city. And you work with a lot of the people that maybe have these incredible stories to tell, but haven't because they're in the business. So you've like served everyone from East Side, West Side, you name it. What has been like the client story that stood out to you the most?
Oh, that one for sure. Market really? At East Point for sure. I mean, I have kind of my top five in clients, and Uptown 23rd is a big one because I would never have gotten the chance to create a district with 1,000 different people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not to be on the foundation of that. And anyone who's helped with all of our districts from the foundation knows what I'm talking about, because I know there's a small group of us. That was the most amazing thing to do. We changed. I didn't even realize what we were doing. We were having such a good time.
Yeah.
35 new businesses. We changed the entire economy wow. of that area and of the city because we brought 35 new businesses, beautification of the streets. It's incredible what districts do. I mean, it's really, really quite fascinating. So that's a big story, I think, was a really cool one to tell. Mm. As it was unfolding and I was in it, that one's a little bit different. The East Side is another really top five for me. I don't ever, you know, I tend to just say yes to projects
mm-hmm.
because I'm like, you know what, after now I say yes because I know I'm going to learn something more than what I'm giving. Like mm-hmm. I just, it's going to give to me so much more than what I give to it.
Yeah.
This one was a really, how it got into my lap is really interesting. And I don't know how much time you have, and I'm going to be super, super fast. But like,
we have plenty of time.
Okay. I don't know how much editing you want to do, but
we're good.
But no, like it speaks to how my agency was built and okay. kind of how clients come into my family. Story. Yeah. So like, I had met JB. We all know JB, an incredible activist and local rapper. He met him back in right before COVID. So he'd been doing things before that, but our paths had just never crossed. And we were going to do one of his brunch events for a client, and it fell through because COVID happened, so we couldn't do it. But in the meantime, we still became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so during COVID, it was October. I remember it was October 2020, and he was starting With Love OKC.
Mm-hmm.
So With Love OKC, he did 6 murals on this building on the East Side.
Okay.
And he had 6 artists that were going to create beautiful individual murals.
Yeah.
So I think it's about 7 or 8 days before, and he calls me and he goes, "Hey, will you take over the Instagram for With Love OKC just for this, like, for this project?" And I was like, "You want me just to do your Instagram?"
just casually take it over.
Like, I think they had 110 people following them at the time, and I thought, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know what the project. I don't know anything. It starts in like 8 days.
Wow.
And so I said, sure. I go, stick my logo on some stuff. It's fine. So I was like, I'm fine. We'll just, it's a trade. It's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, I'm like, where is this? And he's telling me, and he goes, have you never been there? And I go, no, I don't go to the East Side, JB. Like, there's no reason for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's no events, food or drink. And food and drink is how you get blown into things initially. Yeah. But beyond that, it just wasn't an area I went to.
Yeah.
There was no need to go there. I just didn't need to go there. So he was like, okay, well, here's where it's at. The muralists are going to start this week. And so I'm like, okay. So I started driving there every day.
Wow.
Because I was like, I wanted to watch the progress and put it all over social media and meet the artists. And such an incredible experience. The coolest artists ever. You guys all need to go. It's 23rd and, oh my gosh, what is that street? It's the Market at East Point. So just Google it.
Okay.
But I didn't know yet that was the Market at East Point. I just see a building with 6 murals getting designed and grass in front of it. And I didn't really realize the story behind it yet. It's why he chose this building. And so so we do that. You know, we have the big festival on a Saturday where everybody gets to see it and take pictures, and you meet all the artists. And it's really, really cool. And one of the artists You guys have to go over there and see, because you should take a selfie and tag me in it if you find it. One of the artists who does a lot of words put a V in it for me.
No way!
Which I didn't think he would. I was just kind of joking so with him, and it was a little bigger than what I had wanted, really. I just was like, just a little. Yeah, it was really sweet.
Okay, I'm going to go find that.
Yeah, now you got to find it in selfie and tag V marketing. Anyway, so we do all that or whatever. Well, while I'm there one day, there are some people visiting from Tulsa and Restore OKC, who's an incredible nonprofit, helps communities with just everything. You get jobs, housing, you can just imagine. I can't even go on it. I mean, I could go on and on. They were giving them the tour of, I guess, what this was going to be, a grocery store, which I didn't realize yet. And so I'm seeing them talking and I go to them and I'm like, oh, hi. You know, I introduce myself and I was like, and you know, what is this building going to be? And they're like, oh, it's the market. It's going to be a small market. You know, this is a food desert. We don't have grocery stores here. And I just kind of stopped and I thought, what do you mean you don't have grocery stores here? And they're like, oh, they're miles and miles away. Like, we have to take buses. Like, there are some people don't have cars.
Exactly.
So they take the bus. It's a food desert. There's a major need, you know? And if they did have any little grocery stores, they weren't well.
Like a one-stop shop.
Yeah. And they just, yeah. And so I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. And I thought, well, that's really kind of cool. I wonder if I could help them somehow with my services. Mm-hmm. So I kept on Restore OKC and met with Kaylee Dotson, who's incredible, and kind of stayed with her and met her and talked to her about what I do. And she said, hey, you know what? Let's work on, why don't you help us with our Giving Tuesday campaign?
Oh, I love that.
And like, she was trying to test me first. She's like, let's just try on this little project first. And I was like, sure. Not thinking about what this day is. I just said, oh yeah, sure. And about, you know, we're talking about email marketing and all these things for this campaign. Mm-hmm. And then about 2 weeks before this campaign was going to have to go live, I thought, wait a minute, I'm competing with every nonprofit in the entire world to try to get money for this one nonprofit in 24 hours.
Wow.
Giving Tuesday, you know, is where everybody should give to nonprofits. Yeah. It's coming up.
Yeah.
And so I thought, wow. And they were getting a $20,000 match by Simple Modern. Whoa. So I was like, $20,000 was my goal to make for
That's
this
huge.
To help them. And I thought, have I done? This is, I'm competing with every nonprofit. Nonprofits that are friends of mine. I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And I thought, well, you just go. You just kick ass every day, which is like my second tagline.
Yes.
You just kick ass every day and I do the. It. I know, it's all about your stickers.
I have your koozie that says that.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's just, you just kick ass every day and hope for the best.
Exactly.
And so I don't really know. Like, I don't know. And so got them on every station. They did the email marketing, did all the things. 3 o'clock that afternoon, I call Kaylee and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how bad is it? Like, if you raise like $5,000, like, I don't know. And she's like, oh, we've already met it. And I said, what? And so, and you guys can see this on my Instagram because it's a post on mine because I love it so much. And we did a fun post where the interns announced, they rolled out the number of how much they had raised.
Are you in 24 serious? Hours.
Because the interns of Restore OKC are really just the dream of it all. And they're the ones that created the idea of the market and kind of just had been fed up. They're kids. And they were like, why don't we have a grocery store?
They have lived experience.
And they're like, why can't we have a grocery store? You know, they question the system, which is what they should have done. Mm-hmm. And so they roll this thing out and it's so cute. I think it was $68,200.
That is incredible.
And 20,000 of that was Simple
Huge.
Modern.
And that was a long way for community marketing.
They needed it for the market. It was all going to the market. Mm-hmm. And so then she said, okay, you're hired. And so then I got to do all the PR and social media for the market at East Point.
Oh, that's amazing.
That was the most incredible story to watch a market get built in a community that didn't have anything and to watch
by people,
mm-hmm. by so many people. It's all listed there. It's it's in such an incredible collaboration.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, we did tours. I had influencers come in and all the different people, but we also had the community come in before we opened the doors. And when you hear people say, there's fresh fruit, it's clean, there's no bugs on it.
Yeah.
When they see, oh, my ice cream is right here. Mm-hmm. You know, when they say things like that, things that I take for granted, mm-hmm. that all of us take for granted. There's a grocery store in every corner where I live. Mm-hmm. And you just take it for granted. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And if we don't tell these stories, mm-hmm. you know, my job is to tell those stories on social media, mm-hmm. through the news, through influencers. You are telling those stories too, you know, like if we don't tell these stories, no one's ever going to know about them.
And then it's important to share it, especially in the 21st century that we still deal with problems like food insecurity, food deserts. But I think you're honing in on something really important because I think right now some people might feel helpless, that they can't do anything to support what do anything good to support their community. But I think what you've just described is a good example of people coming together for a shared common good.
Oh, it's incredible.
And those little pieces of momentum really build towards that greater goal. Mm-hmm. So I think there, you know, that's kind of like the light right there. What you're highlighting is that there is good.
There is a lot of good in people. There's a lot of good. And that was an incredible experience. I was honored to be even part of like a pinky, like barely anything. But I urge you to go in there. Audience to go in if you're ever in the area. Look at those murals. Look at the market at East Point. See that area and how they're growing and building. That led to Homeland becoming a client of mine for PR, which then led to the Thunder. And so, yeah, it's a crazy hustle.
I love conversations of like, what happened to this to get to this to get to
this? It's a hustle. That's the part that people don't see.
You work hard.
I work super hard. They see me eating and drinking on my stories and they just think you're just eating and drinking, kind of what we're drinking now. But I work hard. I play hard. Yeah. But like that eating and drinking is because I'm meeting someone that in some way is going to, it's clients, maybe not even clients and friends or just it turns into relationships.
But you're also working at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I am working till 2 in the morning. Yeah.
The joy and life of a business owner.
You know it.
It's not all glam.
It is not glam. No, but I love it so much. I have no problem staying up till 2 in the morning.
But I love that you've shown other people that it can be possible, that you can do it. You can decide to start something that you're passionate about if you're in it for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that you went it with the journey, not the destination in mind.
Yeah, yes, because, you know, I have to say my husband had the income to where the bills were getting paid. So I could start and work with whoever I wanted to work with, you know, until our kids became teenagers and got very expensive all of a sudden. And they're teenagers and high school kids and driving and braces and all these things happen. And by that point, my agency was finally making some sort of profit, which was great, you know, and we could go on vacations and we could do all those things. And so I do say, you know, it was a major juggle. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about the work side of it and it was incredible, but to hustle like that and have 3 kids that you're still taking to all, you know, baseball, basketball, palm, all the different classes, all the things.
Invisible work.
Very invisible. And stay-at-home moms, working moms, anybody, like they just are working their butts off. And it's a lot to do and it's a lot to manage. And that story is a story for another time. But it's, I can't believe I made it through it. I can't believe I did it. I can't believe this agency is even here.
Well, it's amazing. You said earlier that it just comes so naturally to you. Mm-hmm. I think there's a true testament to that because it comes naturally to your children as well. They're entrepreneurs as well. So that's really cool. Yeah. It just runs in the family.
Somewhat. You're right. It just, Yeah, one more than the other two. But yes, they're all very, they can speak to people, which is great. They have great leadership skills.
Great soft skills.
You know, So they're good kids. That's the proudest thing. The agency is not it. They are the proudest. I'm the proudest of those 3 kids and raising those kids. And so, you know, I messed up a million times. Believe me, they will be on the therapy couch. But that's okay. We all are on the therapy couch for something.
That's true.
But they're really good kids and they're good people. And hopefully they just continue to live. I told them, just go for your dreams.
Yes.
I said, I don't care how much money it makes. That does not matter. Because I didn't make a lot of money for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I didn't make a lot of money. And even probably to this point, I have agency friends that think, you know, you should charge more. You should do these things. And I said, I charge enough for myself. Mm-hmm. This is enough for me to feel happy and for me to do the work and for the business that they can afford. And that's okay. My prices have raised, obviously, but it's enough. I don't need to charge too much. Like, I just don't need to do that. I'm okay. I'm all right. Mm-hmm. So I tell the kids, I'm like, just enjoy work. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's $5 an hour, it's $5 an hour, but it won't feel like work because you love it so much.
Good experience. And that's one thing I wanted to highlight too, is like, you do all these things, but you also give back to the community in a lot of ways by making yourself available for questions. You're involved in the Oklahoma City American Marketing Association.
I am.
Yes, it's so much fun. And like, I think that's a perfect intersection for you. So I just love all these different plates you're spinning because they overlap and they intertwine and in meaningful ways. Mm-hmm. And it's fun whenever you can build that around you. Mm-hmm. It just makes things a lot more fun.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be working, you want to be having fun, bringing the best to your clients.
Yeah.
Because when that happens, they're successful, you're successful.
Yeah.
Everyone wins.
Yeah. It's very true.
So where do you see V Marketing in like 5-10 years from now?
People ask me that question and I can't even look past a year. Like I've been like that for 14 years. And I've said to many of my friends, I say, I don't know how long it'll last. They're like, I think you're okay. It's going to make it. And I go, I don't really know. Like,
you already beat a statistic of 5 years.
Okay, well, that's good. Is there a 10-year statistic?
Probably. Probably. Yeah.
No, I don't know where I see it. I think I just want to continue growing, continue giving, continue hearing people's stories and helping people and businesses all over, you know? I mean, I think I might start outside Oklahoma City would be nice.
Yes.
Even outside Oklahoma would be nice to kind of get in some different markets. Might be challenging for me, you know, to get in the PR circles in those other markets would be, I think, really, really cool. I've not met a stranger, so I'm not really worried about it, but it'd be a fun challenge.
Yeah.
So I'd love to get outside of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
If anyone can do it, it's you.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. You're just going to have to pay attention to my Instagram and see how long it goes.
Yes.
I figure if the whole thing falls apart, I'll just go work for one of my agency friends and it's fine. I've already talked to them about it. I'm like, listen, if something happens, I'm coming to you.
You're coming to work.
I'm coming to you. Like, that's what I'm doing.
You've got a lot of backup plans.
Yeah, I have backup plans.
On backup plans. But I'm curious. So we touched on this a little bit, but what about a website? You don't have a website. You've built this business for 14 years without a website, which actually speaks volumes to word of mouth and social impact. So tell us more about your upcoming announcement of something that might be happening.
Gosh, I don't want to. Oh, if I have to say it, then that means it has to happen.
Yeah, you don't have to date to it. Just like ubiquitously.
But yeah, so this was, I actually thought I was going to have a website go live this year.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. That's because life gets busy and the phone's ringing and I'm working.
Yeah.
And so literally have copy to look at. Nuevo Studio is creating my website. Naomi is a very dear friend. I love her.
Yes.
Poor Thing women has had to deal. Women. Yes, women supporting women for sure. But Poor Thing has had to deal with me as a client that, like, just it's like all hold its
friend.
She's like, you know what? We'll just worry about it in January 2024. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, okay. So I have a goal of next year because I do love the idea of saying celebrating 15 years and her first website.
Oh, I love that.
I kind of think it's a fun little
That is a really good little like milestone.
I figure I have 12 more months.
Yes,
I'm hoping sometime in 2024. So I hope to have a website and only really to tell my story.
Yeah.
It's really just there for people that do Google me and say, I don't see anything. It validates the agency a bit. I understand that, you know, but I think, I should have a website.
A lot of credibility really with all those brands that you've worked with, my goodness, and all the spots that you've done and just, I could see that.
And it's a lot to organize. That's why it's a lot to organize. And it's, I'm like, that's why it's daunting a little bit.
That makes sense.
Is to organize the data, organize the testimonials, organize those things. And that's when I just sort of stop and think, we're going to put it over here on the side. But no, I'm going to. 2024 is going to be it.
I'm excited for you. I can't wait
to
see
you. You will be there at the launch. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'll have a big party. It'll be big.
I'm so stoked. And something that's interesting that you mentioned, it's like, you know, sometimes it's hard when you're in the business to work on your business. That's a great example of that. Is sometimes these things we think that take very little time actually take a lot of time. And you want to make it good. It's an investment. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it works while you're asleep. So you want it to be good.
I know.
So it can be daunting, but I'm sure it'll be well worth the wait when it goes live.
No, I hope so. I don't know. I'm trying. I think it being in marketing too, you want your website to look a little different.
100%.
So the pressure is a little bit, I put that pressure on myself a little bit. So that, and then, you know, maybe I'm kind of thinking getting into workshops.
Yes.
Maybe doing some teaching, some presenting.
Same.
I feel like I have different stories to tell. And I think that there's different audiences that I can really relate to and connect to. Mm-hmm. So maybe some, you know, presenting would be fun. Workshops might be kind of fun. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Workshops are fun. There's a whole nice gamut out there.
Yeah.
Waiting to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. I always ask people like a random question.
Oh, gosh. I'm worried about this, man.
That's okay. I think you'll really like this one. It's not too wild. Okay. But if you had to choose a specific ocean to like go snorkel diving in, what would you choose? Which ocean? Yeah. And it could be any ocean. Do you want clear? Do you want cold? Do you want like tropical?
Polar prime? Hilarious. You're so funny. An ocean that I want to snorkel in. So this is funny because anyone that knows me that's going to listen to this is going to laugh their butt off because I'm so not like a snorkeler. Like I'm not an animal person.
Okay.
I'm going to admit it. Just not one that's of those people. What?
We got like the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean. We've got the Bering Strait. We've got the Bering Sea.
Like, I jumped into an ocean to see baby sharks that come once a year by Isla Mujeres in Mexico. What ocean is that?
Gulf of Mexico?
Is it the Gulf of Mexico?
Let's take a look.
That was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life, was jump out of a moving boat. I can't swim.
That's like fun.
I can't swim.
Why did you jump out of a boat if you can't swim?
Because I'm with friends that were on this trip, and that's what we do. And I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't thinking. And I had my life jacket on, obviously. But you jump into the ocean to see these baby sharks that are coming out, you know, that are only there in that area once a year. Is it the Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah, the Gulf of Mexico.
I would assume, right? I'm sorry for anybody that took a second. But
it's okay.
I was like, that's something I actually did.
That's awesome.
You know. I don't... It was not... That was... Yeah, I don't even know that I got near the shark. I was so kind of freaking out, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a lot for somebody to... First of all, I think it's a lot for just any sane person to jump into the ocean. I just think it's crazy. Just to jump in the ocean, like, I just think it's crazy.
We don't know what exists there. There's probably,
I don't know,
lots
anything.
Of things.
It was really scary. So, so I'm not going to tell you. I mean, you know, get me to a beach and let me lay around and get a cabana person.
Yes.
To come bring me drinks all day, that I'm in for.
I like that.
So, yeah, I don't know that I was really going to answer your question.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. Okay. I love that. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Well, Valona, if people want to follow along on your journey and maybe sign up for your newsletter or whatever, where can they find you? And I'll be sure to put this in the show notes as well.
Okay. At V Marketing.
V Marketing.
On Instagram.
V Marketing.
Or V Marketing. Or you can email me, Valona@ValonaMarketing.com. Mm-hmm. That's about it, because the website, I mean, the website's there. It's ValonaMarketing.com, but I mean, it's not active. So it's there and you can get a hold of me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's it.
Wonderful. Well, I'll be sure to link that in the show notes. That way you can follow Miss Valona here, follow V Marketing, check out all the really cool stuff that she's doing. If you're ever in Oklahoma City and you need to figure out a place to go, like, go check out Valona's Instagram.
Just DM me. I'll tell you. I won't answer you.
All the coolest places in Oklahoma City, you name it, we've got it. She knows it.
Aw, thank you. Thank you for having me, Ashley.
Of course. Thank you so much for taking your time to come on the show. I'm really glad we made it happen.
Yeah. Huge fan. Huge fan.
Well, thank you. Have a good rest of your week, your day, your season. I'm excited for this to go live. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. And cheers to this.
Cheers.
Yay.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.